The Holy Gospel today comes from the fourth chapter of Matthew. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. This is the gospel of the Lord. May the Lord bless his people with peace. I'll take one of these too, since it's just sitting right here. This nice quilt. I think this was made by the quilters, if I remember, maybe. And maybe Beth got it from the last round. I'm not sure, but I like it. All right. Fishing for people. In case you were wondering, does anybody know where in the Old Testament fishing for people comes up? And if you do, you get to preach. No, you don't get to preach. But if you know, that's good. Anywhere? It's in the Old Testament, first half of the Bible. It's in Jeremiah 16:16. Here's what the verse says. "I am now sending for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they shall catch them. And afterward I will send many hunters, and they shall hunt for them in every mountain and every hill and out of the clefts of the rocks. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my presence, nor in their iniquity concealed from my sight." So this is Jeremiah. He's prophesying to the community. And the community has been not doing quite what God wants them to do. So there's going to be some cleansing and a new community is going to be built. So that's the context for when Jesus says, "I'm calling you to fish for people." It most likely Jesus was thinking about that. But it's Jesus, so it wasn't necessarily negative. So fishing, what's the deal with fishing? Fishing for people. Why would he say that? Well, you've got, you know, rod and reel fishing. And you've got net fishing. You know, that's what they were doing. You know, you throw the net out and then you haul it back up and hopefully you have some fish. You never know what you're going to bring out of the sea. Hopefully you get the good Galilean perch and the, I don't think there's salmon in the Sea of Galilee, but some perch and maybe some bluegill. Some of those other ones. But they used nets. They used nets when they went fishing. And I like this metaphor of fishing because I think about, there's kinds of fishing you do to catch. And then there's catch and release fishing. Have any of you ever tried that? Catch and release fishing. Some of you. A few of you. So the idea of that is you go somewhere. I'm going to go catch a fish. Watch, you know, do all the things I can. Oh, I got one. Woo! And you go and you take a picture. And then you put it back in. You release it back into the water. Now you have to know a lot of things to do that, to do it correctly. You can hurt a fish if you don't. But you have to know some things. I think that's what Jesus was getting at. Jesus' fishing program that he called these fisher folk to was a catch and release program. Because we're built. We are built from the moment we're born to be caught by something. That's just our nature. I mean, if you look at a baby sitting here, you're going to catch something. That baby's going to catch something, whether it's an eye from us or we're going to catch that baby's eye, and they start crying. You can't help, hopefully, want to help a crying baby at some point, unless you're making them cry out because they got to learn about certain things like falling asleep and things like that. But we're all built to be caught by something. Could you agree with that? We're built to be caught by something. Now, it can be great things that we're caught by. We're caught by a little baby's dependent love just looking at us. Feed me. Love me. You know, burp me. Change me. We could be caught by that. Or we could be caught by other things of the world that seem to be more shiny and more attractive. The things that might even hurt us. Maybe we don't even think about it. And as we go along in life, sometimes we might see that thing and, oh, I'm going to go over there instead, take that path. But then in that path, something else catches us. We're caught by so many things. Because we're born of this earth, and we're born of water. We're born of very incarnate fleshly things and spiritual things. That's our makeup. But because we're earth creatures, there's nothing that separates us from the earth. Now, it might be that my socks and the soles of my shoes and this carpet and the cement and what's ever underneath this cement finally gets to the earth. It's all made from the earth. It all comes from the earth. I'm made with earth, and we're all surrounded. We're wearing things of the earth because we're earth creatures. That's good, but we get caught. We get caught. We get caught. And Jesus says to Peter and his friends, come, we're going to fish for people. But this is going to be catch and release. And this is how it's going to work. When you go into the world, this is what I want you to do. I want you to love people. That's it. Because Jesus already knew you don't need bait for people. Because people are attracted to all kinds of things. So what Jesus said, I want you to have people attracted to love. Love in my name. That's why I said love your neighbor as yourself. That's why he had all this stuff about love. It's all throughout Scripture. I think we get that. Love. We have songs. I mean, that's 80%, 90% of the 90% of the tunes we sing are about love, right, Terry? We did that research, didn't we? Right. That's a fake number. I don't know if that's true or not, but we know about love. It's that other piece. There's this phrase that Saint Augustine is attributed to saying. Our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee, in God. Our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee. And who is God but the Creator of the earth and the Creator who loves us so much that He sent Jesus? That's what we talked about today as we sang. God is about love. Jesus was about love. The Spirit urges us to love. And to help the world not be distracted over here with, ooh, look at this shiny red window. That's pretty cool. Oh, look what's out there. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. Instead of coming to your neighbor and loving them. That's the hook. That's the hook. That's what Jesus said. You're going to fish for people, and that's how you're going to grab them. You're going to grab them with love. And that's not all. Because you're going to release them. With what? God's grace. That's all we have in this world to sustain us, is God's grace. To know as a person of God, as a child of God, a thumbs up child of God, you are forgiven. When we say that in the beginning of the confession, know that you are forgiven. That's for you. That's for us. All of us. It's for our neighbor. So, we're caught with love. That's the hook. And then we're released with grace. And what does grace give us? When you're released, what are you? Free. Did someone say free? Well, I heard it in my head. I hope someone said it, because that's the answer. So good. You're free. It's freedom. It's freedom. It's freedom to do what? What I'm going to say in the blessing in the end of the service to some of the people going to do their Safi thing. Go. Baptize people. Tell them about God's love. Bathe them in God's grace and mercy and forgiveness. And teach them to love. And to know that that love is for you. And I'm always with you. Because you're going to get distracted. I'll be there. You're going to go this way. I'll be there. I'll catch you. So in the end, we're really not even on the hook. We're off the hook because we're free. Freed by grace to go in the world to love and to fish for people. That's the good news. When Jesus says, repent for the kingdom of heaven is near, what he's really saying is, change your heart. It's here for you. It's near to you. Change your heart. Get hooked on love. It's here for you. It's near, right here, right now, for you. That's the good news. Amen.